What do you see when you look at the surface of a leaf? The surface is mostly smooth, but it can have some bumps on it, and some leaves are quite hairy. The color is mostly green, although yellow and red also occur on garden plants. You might even see an insect or two crawling across the leaf. But other than that, there's not much activity. Your perspective of that leaf is very wrong, because you are using macro eyes. They just don't see the details very well. If you look at the leaf with a microscope, you suddenly see a whole new world that is full of millions of organisms. Some are stationary, and others are speeding along. Admittedly, speeding along at microscopic levels is actually quite slow. Not only do you see many individual organisms, but you also see many different types of organisms. Some, like viruses, are extremely small and can't be seen even with a light microscope. In contrast, others are relatively huge, multi-celled organisms. Even shapes vary a lot. You'll see spheres, long rods, and undefined blobs. Some are whipping hair-like appendages around to help them motor along. The colors are fabulous. Some are clear with almost no coloration, but many have shades of blue, green, red, and violet. Their surfaces also vary a lot, and scientists use this texture to help with identification. It might seem like an idyllic environment, all natural and cozy, but it is anything but. Microbes are constantly fighting for food and space. Small ones are eaten by larger ones, who get eaten by even larger ones. These guys don't even fight fairly and use all kinds of chemical weapons to destroy each other. This is one very complex society, and to be honest, scientists are just starting to understand it. The most common microbes are bacteria, and a gram of fresh leaf, the weight of a paperclip, may harbor as many as 100 million of them. Let's dig a little deeper. Scrape off all of the surface microbes so that we can see the leaf. Under a microscope, the surface no longer looks smooth. It is mountainous, with all kinds of valleys, cracks, and holes. These are perfect places for microbes to hide. If you look a little closer at the holes, you will find some very large ones, the stomata. The plant uses these to absorb carbon dioxide and expel excess oxygen, water, and other gases. The microbes take full advantage of these and crawl right inside the leaf. Some spend their whole life inside leaves. Once inside the plant, microbes can even enter plant cells. Some of these are very beneficial to plants, who actually send out chemical signals to attract them. Others, like viruses, can be quite harmful. A leaf is covered in thousands of different microbes. Some are beneficial, some are neutral, and others are harmful pathogens. This audiobook is all about these microbes and their interaction with plants and each other.